Good morning, boys and girls. Good to have the opportunity to speak with you again. We're going to look, or begin to look, at Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 20. And that verse reads, "For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it." These words are used by the Lord to speak unto men of their need of rest, and that the rest that they create for themselves will never, never meet their needs, but will, like a bed that's too short, and like a cover that is too narrow, will prove utterly insufficient. Now, I want you to listen to what we have to say, and I want you to consider what it is you're relying upon for the rest of your soul for all eternity. The Lord bless you as you listen. Let's turn, please, to Isaiah and the chapter 28. We want to speak upon the subject short beds and skimpy sheets. And I'm sure as you were following the reading, you will have found my text. For it's the verse 20. The verse 20. "For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it." These are the words of the Lord speaking to the people of Jerusalem. And isn't it strange that he uses a picture here that would have been understood by everyone? The simplest of language. The picture is painted of a bed, a man climbing into it, only to discover his feet hung out over the end. And when he went to wrap the covering around himself, he discovered it was too narrow. He could get it nicely positioned on one side, only to leave the other side out in the cold. It's a very homely, common picture that's presented. And let me tell you, God presents the most glorious gospel truths under such simple images, because he wants us to understand. He wants us to understand. In the Bible, we very often find that salvation from sin is likened unto someone finding physical rest from their weariness. You remember the words of the Lord Jesus? For he employs this imagery in that very well-known verse in Matthew chapter 11, the verse 28. "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden." And that must have fallen on the ears of many who understood in a moment what the Saviour meant. In the days of the Saviour, there were no tractors. Every bit of work in the field was usually manual work. Oh, they might have had an animal or two that would have pulled a plough, but by and large, it was all heavy manual work. And when the man came home in the evening, he was tired, weary, burdened with his weariness. So when the Saviour uttered these words, there must have been many there who, at that very moment, felt a physical weariness. But of course, the Lord Jesus is not talking about physical weariness here. Rather, he's speaking of spiritual weariness. "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." It wasn't a bed with a comfy pillow he was talking about. It wasn't rest for the body, physical rest that he was speaking of. But under the imagery of physical rest, he was talking about rest from sin, from the burden and the distress of being under a load of sin. You see, the sinner is one burdened down with a heavy load of guilt. That's the state of the sinner. And that's why, and I've often said this, that is why the world is so busily engaged in the pursuit of pleasure, and why the providing the means of pleasure is a major industry. Man needs deliverance from a burden. He needs distracted from a burden. And out there, it's a £1 billion industry, providing folk with distraction, rest, with relaxation, escaping from the burden that comes upon all
who are not right with God. The converted, the saved, who have come to Christ, indeed found rest by heeding his invitation to come to him and by believing upon his word. Listen to what the psalmist had to say. And he's urging others to share in the blessing that he enjoys. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. How often that has been used by Christians when speaking to a loved one, a friend, a neighbor, an acquaintance, who is distressed and under a burden. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. Throw it upon him. Quickly get rid of it. The word cast implies, and cast it upon the Lord, and he will sustain thee. Isn't it a strangely humble position that the Lord adopts? He wants to be your burden carrier. He wants to be your burden carrier. He wants to walk alongside you and take all your burdens and place them on himself and carry them and relieve you from them. Peter takes up the same thought. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. That's why he wants to be your burden bearer. It distresses the Lord. Let me say this. It distresses the Lord to see you burdened. It distresses the Lord to see you burdened. It distresses him because of the lengths to which he has gone in order to provide you with a lifting of your burden. He careth. There can be no rest or respite in this world for those who do not obey the gospel call. And until, by God's grace, they look to him, and Christ lifts the burden of guilt away. There can be no other means of rest and relief and respite. And I say that to you tonight, each one of you. There's only one means of finding rest. Anything else is only a pretense. It's only a sham. It's like a persistent pain. And you take a pain killer, they call it. Well, it doesn't kill it. It just kills your sensitivity toward it. And the pain is there, and the cause of the pain is there. Though you, by taking that little tablet, have desensitized the nerve that's conveying to you the pain. And sooner or later, usually sooner than later, the effect of the tablet wears off, and there's the old throbbing pain still there. And every invention of man with regards finding relief and giving comfort and pleasure and enjoyment in this world, that's just the same. It wears off very soon. And what's more, just as it is with medicine, you need more and more and more of the same dosage to accomplish a little relief, because man's means of escaping the burden does not work. But God has devised a means. 1 Peter chapter 2 in the verse 24 says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. That's God's method of relieving men and women of burden and distress. Jesus Christ bore the sins of his people in his own body on the tree. He bore them to Calvary. There he suffered as the sin bearer. There he suffered all the discomfort, the misery, the shame, the torment that is due to sin. You know, if you're not saved, the very thought of sin brings to you discomfort, the very thought of it. But that's only a foretaste of what will come when the day of God dawn and he begins to administer judgment for sin.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that very simple word, that you will take it to heart, and that you will consider just what it is you're relying upon for rest and peace and comfort throughout eternity. Lying in the arms of the Lord Jesus, trusting only in his precious blood for our salvation, is the only true rest for your soul. The Lord bless you until we meet once more around God's Word.